because they are the Kosov of Al Pishnai made me a Kundomo. But if we say that the Kosov of Abu Kabul and Shua implies that an Idechot can pater from Ishwe, so obviously the Kosov of Al Pishnai made me a Kundomo does not apply to pater in Ishwe. So since the Kosov of Pishnai made me a Kundomo doesn't apply, we got the patering of Ishwe. So an extraneous Ichoche is also good. So is the siyua of the shtar is an extraneous echoche. Two, you don't have, I'm going to say in regard to that it's only two. But an extraneous echoche it is. So all that will be well if we say that Abu Kamal Yishua implies that an idechot can pater of Yishua. But there is the Gzatakosa of Pishnai in Yokundavo. The answer is, no, the Gzatakosa of Pishnai in Yokundavo doesn't apply with Gabi pater of Yishua. If the Gzatakos of Psyche and doesn't apply, we got a pattern in the Shwe, so the experience of Hoche is also good. But if we say that an Idechot cannot pattern of the Shwe, so that means we got the pattern of the Shwe, the Gzatakos of Pishnai and the Kundobo applies. So even if we have it in Hoche, how can it be pattern of the Shwe? That's the right. All right, we'll do it. Go. So he mentioned the Shita of Maram Gutenberg. First of all, the Maram Gutenberg argues on the basis of the Loshen of the Gemara, the Cholovim Luchachatos to the Nikom, Arukom Vinishwe, to the Miatikor, Bein Lechi Yishwe, Bein Lepot Mashwe. So from the Loshen, it's Mashma, Kom Vinishwe, the Dechot is effective with Avishwe. So he doesn't say it's effective with Chayashwe. It's effective with Avishwe, it's effective. So it's Bein Lechayev, Bein Lepot. Then he mentions the Raya, the Kalachina of Svar. So we said that the Pshat in Ram Gutenberg is because it all depends what the halacha of Idechot is. If the halacha of Idechot is that the Hagode of Idechot is in Chayim, just as the Zoye of the Mitzvah, the Zoye of Mitzvah of the Mitzvah is in Chayim. So the Hagode of Idechot, the proof is that the Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon is a Kibachako, and the Idechot is made on behalf of Ruvei, so the Agode of the Idechot imposes his Shvuye upon the Mitzvah. Not that we regard his Shvuye, we believe him, just as we believe two and we regard him one. But it's the Agode of the Idechot is Mechayev. So if it's Exertakosu, the Agode of the Idechot is Mechayev, so it's Exertakosu that is Mechayev Shvuye. That does not mean that he is part of the Shvuye. One has nothing to do with the other. Mashenkin, if we are going to assume that here it's not just the Agode of the Idechot is Mechayev Yishuwe and the Mitzvah, but the Zatakos of Hui is that in connection with Shui and Idechot has Nemones, just as two Eidim have Nemones, Ligabe Momi. So Mimele, if he has Nemones, Lechayev Yishuwe, and to be Meitzi from the Mose. So to Pater of Yishuwe, to Lechanzik et Amurze, to Lechanzik Momi Yad Murze, he certainly should have Nemones. Alright, now, then the next thing he says, then he mentions the Raya from the Ketchia Kamais. So the Gemara says that Ketchia Kamais is aloche, that mono biyotcho, vuein erin lo biyode klum, vuein miyidim sheyesh biyode chamishi. So Yishov al Ashor, because so we learn it out from Piv. Learn it out from Piv. So if Piv can be Mechayev, so it is certain. So the Gemara says, Ma Piv Shein Mechayev Mon Mechayev Yishuwe, Yishu Chayev Yishu Mechayev Yishuwe. So it means Knaf. So Ma Piv Shein Mechayev Knaf Mechayev Yishuwe, Yishu Chayev Yishu Mechayev Yishuwe. So Ma Le Piv Shein Mechayev Yishuwe, so we cannot learn it out for just from Piv. Tima Beidim Shein Mechayev Yishuwe. So the Gemara says that we learn it out from Idechot. Not from Idechot alone, but from Idechot and Piv. So just as Piv is Mechayev, and Idechot is Mechayev, so Eidim are also Mechayev. So it's Natsa. We learn it out from Natsa. Now, so there is a cloud that if there is any Pirch which we can find any. In other words, Natsat, so in other words, the new Ma Bidevi. And what are the remaining? The remaining Ma Pivani down. So Joseph Pivani down. These two premises. So they are Mechayev Shue. So the new Ma, 80 to 80 Ma Old Mechayev Shue. But if we could find any Pirche, Pirche Kodu, any slight Chumre that inheres in the two of them, in both, in the two of them, and does not inhere in 80, even if this aloha of Rapriya is granted, so then the whole Yalfusek falls out. So if we are going to say not like Maram Rudan, that an Edam Sayeya does not patter of Ishue, so that means, assuming not like Rav Maram Rutenberg, Halach. Maram Rutenberg says that an Idechot am Edam Sayeya patters of Ishue. So according to Maram Rutenberg, an Edam Sayeya patters of Ishue of Medim Yisad, he patters of Ishue of Shomrim, and he patters of Ishue of Idechot. Let's say, so if Ruven says to Shimon, Mon will be Otcho, and Shimon says, Hamishim, and Shimon says, I owe you Hamishi, so it's Chayav Ishue, but if Neidecho testifies on behalf of Shimon, so then he's potter of taking the Shue. If, let's say, if Reuven says to Shimon, Mon will be Otcho, and Shimon is a Kivah Hakol, but Neidecho testifies on behalf of the Tezeya, but, so he has to swear, to contradict the Nitva who is Kivah Hakol. But if there is another Neidecho who testifies on behalf of the Nitva, so the Nitva does not have to swear, because Edam Sayeya is Peter. So he's Peter of Ishwe of Midim Mitzat, and Edam Sayeya is Peter of Ishwe of Ibechot. But if we rejected Maram Rudi Baksalochet, so then, and Ibechot wouldn't be Peter, wouldn't patter the Shwe of Midim Mitzat, nor would he patter a Shwe of Ibechot. So this is what the Rosh is assuming, the Maram Rutenberg is assuming. The Maram Rutenberg is assuming that if we accept Rav Netam Salochet, that Edam Sayeya patters of Ishwe, so Edam Sayeya is capable of pattering Ishwe Smedim Mikzad, and is capable of pattering Ishwe Sidech. But if we reject Rav Netam Salochet, and we say Edam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe, so not only an Edam Sayeya is incapable of pattering Ishwe Smedim Mikzad, he is incapable of pattering Ishwe Sidech. So if so, Edam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe. So an Edam Sayeya cannot patter Ishwe with Mikdas, and he cannot patter Ishwe Sidechot. So how can Reb Chiya learn out from the two premises of Pivei Dechot that Edam Mechayev, because just as Pivei is Mechayev Ishwe, and Edechot Mechayev Ishwe. So two Edim are also Mechayev Ishwe, but there is a Pirche called the whole, we can say, Mal Pivei Dechot, both Melambim, so heavy Chumre, that Shvuye can be poka to an Edam Sayeya. In other words, if that even with Mikzas, it's Chayev Ishwe of Edim Mikzas, but there is an Edechot who testifies. On behalf of the Edim Mikzas, so it becomes, so that Shvuye is poka, he's related to Shvuye. Mali Edechot also. Edechot is Mechayev Ishwe. But, so, two, if an Edechot testifies, if one Edechot testifies, on behalf of the Tevea is Mechayev Nitva, but suppose there is another Edechot. Who will testify? So Mali Pivei Dechot. So that's so homo that if a Midim Mikzas is Chayav Ishwe, so that Shwe is not Poka. Even if a Midechot will testify on behalf of the Mitva, he'll still have to swear. And Mali Dechot also that if a Midechot he was Chayav Ishwe the Mitva, so even if another Midechot will testify on behalf of the Litva and the Makhish, the Idechot who testified on behalf of the Tevea, so it will still be Chayav Ishwe if we reject the Maram Rutenberg. Mashainkin by two Eidim, granted, even if we grant Reb Chiya's Aloche, the two Eidim are Chayav Ishwe, but suppose there will be two other Eidim who will be Makhish then, so then it will be three, so he will not have to swear. So he will not have to swear. So there is a chumre in hearing in pive idechot that does nothing here in Eidim. So in other words, the chiyuv shvui al the pive is so chumul that it cannot be removed. It cannot be pokah to an Eidam sayeya. The chiyuv shvui al the idechot cannot be pokah to an Eidam sayeya. But the chiyuv shvui al to Eidim, even if we grant that aloche, can be pokah to an agode of to other Eidim. So there is a pirkei kodu. So we couldn't learn out. So it seems the Gemara says that we do learn out from pirkei. It's a raya. There is no pirkei. Why? Because Eidam Sayeya patterns of a shwe. So memele, pivel idecho do not have any chumre that Eidim do not possess. What? Because just as by Eidim. So if we say Eidim amachay v'shwe, so that shwe is poka. Is poka in case there are other Eidim who testify kineged. So by pivel idechot also, if there is an Eidam Sayeya, so the shwe is poka. All right, so in other words, that's the right. So that whole raya of the Maram Rutenberg is based upon the notion, the assumption, that if we reject Rabbi Tam Shite, that Eidam Sayeya patterns of the Shvue in connection with Eidam Niktar, we have to reject Rabbi Tam Shite in connection with Eidam. However, the Ram says, he himself says, that the Maram Rutenberg is not right. In other words, Eidam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe of Eidam Mikta, but he does patter of Ishwe of Idecho. He does patter. So in Mele, there is no pirch. Because when you learn out something from Matzino of Tumilambi, so in order to have a pirche, you must find a certain characteristic that is common to both Milambi. But if you have a certain chumre that inheres in one Milambi, but there's nothing here in the other melamed, so then it's not a pirche. It's not a pirche. So in other words, so the Ram says, Enochanam, it's not as Rav Netan says. Eidam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe. So Eidam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe. It's mixed up, it does not patter of Ishwe. Of Shwe, Shwe Sashomrik. But of Shwe Zidecho, Eidam Sayeya does patter. So if, let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon is a giver, Hakob. He says, I don't owe you anything. And then, and Idecho testifies that he owes him the $100 on behalf of the Tzeveya, in favor of the Tzeveya. And then another, but, so he has to swear, but if another Idecho comes and testifies on behalf of the Nitva that Ladam, he doesn't owe him, so then he doesn't have to swear. In case of a Mikta, if an Idecho testifies on behalf of the Nitva, so then he still has to swear. But in case of Idecho, if an Idecho testifies on behalf of the Mitzvah, he doesn't have to swear. Why? Because not two, there is no aloche Eidam Sayeya, partners of Yeshua. But by Idecho, so there is aloche Idecho Bakho Shelafko. Now let's see, the Mukhi Yisef mentions that rap. Now I'll turn to the Mukhi Yisef. There, begin. Now in the first omet of the Rit, Mukhi Yisef, the third line from the bottom. V'Ramban Zal Tosa, the Idecho de Mechayev v'Shvuyeh de Raise, Dini hu de Likta m'Shvuyeh Tatakon. V'Das Rabbi Nemeya m'Rutenberg Zal, V'Das Rabbi Nemisim v'en Ruvin Zal, V'Loi m'Boye de Likta m'Shvuyeh Tatakon, Ala, v'Shvuyeh she Mechayev Idecho Trit Remeno. Tidin di ke Idecho de Matrishe, Mashve Sadusaye de Rishin Kimandila Ese. So in other words, So the Ram does not agree with Rabbi Netam Shite completely. He says, "Loi mi boyed mifta mishuyes takone ela mafilu mishuyes shemchay lidechot peitrin imenu." Not shuyes mi mifta. According to Rabbi Rutenberg, so in Idechot Sayeya patterns every shuyes, not only shuyes idechot, but shuyes hashomrim, shuyes mi mifta, shuyes idechot also. According to the Ram, so he can patter any shwe de rabbanon, and Eidam Sayeya, and shwe de raise, shwe de dar. But not, he cannot patter, and Eidam Sayeya does not patter shwe de dimit. Kim de yatum shwe shwe chayi dechot eitrem el. Kim di ke yidechot im akrishe. Mashwe sadus, sadusaye de vishin, kimam de lef. Vahane mile kishe bov vasach. Vi atal pi שדונו בזדן על פי אידי של רישי, כדי אמרינו מסייקה פרק משכנה, וידך עוד אימא נתמאיס, ופטרו המלישתת, וידך עוד אימא לא נתמאיס, ויזהויס השייקה. וחילו שהשיילי היצחי של רישי, אין בדבורף של רישי כלום, ומטעם דירוסה בבטחת, כדי אמרינו הוסף. אין המבוזח הזה, כדי שנעשה מייסה, על פי דרישי, וכי בטחת חושי. אבל בשנעשה מייסה על פי, אין בדבורף של שי נתמאיס, כיוון שבואו בזה החזה, וראי לי דבר, מדמרינו מפרק ראי ששורים, אידה עם המייס וניסייס, ובו אחר ומלוי מייס לא יתאיסי, ומקשינו נתיים עם ניסייס, הולו ניסייס לא יתנוסי, ואומרו לה, כל מופים שמין יותר ידך עוד הרי כאן שניים, ודבור שולך עוד מוכים שניים, ומתעצינו נהוכה כלומר, ידך עוד עם המייס, ויתראו על ינוסי, ובו אחר ומלוי מייס לא יתאיסים את תיאורי שם, אל מאף עוד עבדו בזה החזה. ידך עוד בקרו של אף כלום הוא, אלו נתים שיני שמייס על פרמישים שתראו לנושא לזוכת בעצמו, אין אדום לחוץ המייסה. אבל כשידך עוד מבעיל לחי בשבוע, אפילו חיוב לבס תשווה על פי, כל שבו ידך עוד יצחישי, כאילו שנעיש בה, כי בעצה חסו, כאילו שמחוץ המייסה, ומי הוא, הנדעת בידך עוד, זה משהו ללסת עושה, וכמה כמעט דלס. אבל לפתר, מי שחי בשבוע של תאירו, שמיד לקצת, אינם משווה את השומרים לוי, וכן אלו הרב רבים ניסים בן רובי זל, וחידוש. So in other words, so he refutes the raya of the maramurut. The maramurut in the mentions the raya, to rabu tam shite, the ridam sayaya, patterns of every shwe, is raya. Shwe mit mitzah, shwe ta shomrim, and shwe zi lecho da fot. So he mentions the raya that he does not pattern every shwe, because if we, So Rabbi Gutenberg says, no, Rabbi Gutenberg mentions the raya that he does patter of every shwe. Because if we are going to assume that he does not, Adam Sayyid does not patter, so just that he doesn't patter of shwe, he doesn't patter of shwe, Zidecho. So then there's the bill. So what does the Rambam say? No. Rabbi Gutenberg is not right. Adam Sayyid does not patter of every shwe. So if shwe of Midim Mikzat, he doesn't patter. But if shwe Zidecho, he does patter. Why is shwe Zidecho different than shwe Midim Mikzat? Because Gabi Idechot, the Gemara in Seite in Yivomet, mentions a halacha. Let's say that certain things where Idechot is nemot. For example, let's buy one Idechot is nemot. Nitmeis by Seite, so is nemot. By Glarufe, so is nemot. So the halacha is that if it's Bodea Chazek, and if one Idechot says Mezbayo, and then Bodea Chazek, and Bezden passed on her that she's allowed to get married. And then after that, Bodeach Hazeh, another ring comes and says, Loimez, so she's allowed to get married. Why? Was there a koshet between Chadlig Abichad? The answer is no. It's not a koshet of Chadlig Abichad. It's a koshet of Chadlig Abishnai. Because the first one who testified before Bezdin, that maybe, so the Torah gave him the monies of two. Then the second one, who comes Bodeach Hazeh, and says, Loimez, has only the monies of one, so in Gosh or Echot Mokim Shnai. The same thing is, if Nidechot first comes by Seiteshe, Kinir or Bailo Ministero, so she has to be Sheise, Maila Mori. But if Nidechot comes and says that he saw that she was Nizame, Nitmei, so she's not Sheise. Because Torah says, Vei Deimbo, Ho Yei Sheibo, Afilu Vei Seifa Ilo, so in the Sheise. So Nidechot comes and says, Nitmei, she's not Sheise. But suppose Bezeach Hazeh, another Nidechot, so we'll come and say that he's loy nitmei. So we say the first one has monis of two. So and the second one does not have monis of two. So in Gor Shalechot Mokei Shnayim. So it's in the shape. The same thing that they are. That is only if it is Bodeach Hazeh. But if it's Batachat, if the Idechot who says mates testifies together with the Idechot who says loy nitmei. So then, the halacha is that it's loitin us. It's loitin us. Because when can we say in what, if it was Bodeach Hazeh, but if the Idechot that is Makvesh, is testified in Batachat, who is the Idechot, who says, maybe, so then we don't say in what, if it was Bodeach Hazeh, some in Mele, so it's loitin us. The same thing in Idechot says Nitmeis, and another Idechot in Batachat says Loi Nitmeis, so she says. Now, we have a machleket between The Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rambam. And from Rashi, it's mashma like the Rambam. Now, the Gemara says in regard to Trei Trei, if two Eidim says Mes Sabah, and two other Eidim come and Makrish and say Luimes. So if the woman got married to someone other than a member of the Eidim who testified Mes, so then Beis Din forces her to leave the husband, because it's Trei Trei. Two Eidim say Mes Sabah, and two Eidim say Loimei, so she's an Eshashish. Now Bezdin doesn't know who tells the truth, which cat tells the truth, and which does not tell the truth. So Mela we force, and she was Nisayis to a third party, so it's taken. In Nisayis it's taken. But suppose two Eidim say Mei Sabah, and two other Eidim say Loimei Sabah, and then the woman herself says she's also sure that about her first husband died, and she gets married to one of the two Eidim who testified Mei Sabah. So then it's loitei, because then Beis Din has no authority to force the husband, who himself claims that he saw how that the husband died, and the woman also claims like that, to Beis Din doesn't know whom to believe. So to Beis Din it is something. But she got married, she herself says, Borali Shemeiz Baal. And she got married to one of the two Eidim who testified Mei Sabah. So it's loitei. It's loitei. That's the Gabi Felipe. Now the question is Gabi Chadecha. Idechot says Meitz. And Idechot says Bibatach. Loi Meitz. So it's loitei not. Suppose, so you have a question. Suppose she gets married. And she says, Borali, that's my husband died. And she gets married to that Idechot who said Meitz. So the Rambam says, in that case, it's just as in the case where she gets married, where there are two Eidim, Hamatrish is there, then she gets married to one of the cats of the two who said Mate. So if Mrs. Lafferty is there and she says morally, then Beis Din has no right to force the husband to divorce her, because the second husband, says, I saw that the first husband died, and she also says she knows. She knows. So here too, the Rambam says, if one Idechot says Mate, and another Idechot, Vasacha, is Makrish, the first Idechot, and says, Loi Meis, and she gets married to that one who says Meis. So Beis Din cannot force that Idechot who says Meis to divorce. This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam, Gomez, that Kufshutayim, Israel. He says, when do we say that Nisit Lechot Meidel? So, and the Isha herself says, Borali Shemeis Baal. And that husband, the second husband, also says Borali, because he is one of the Eidim. So it's what they say, that is in case of Trei Utrei. So by Trei Utrei, even if there is an act choshet of one cat of Eidim against the other, so it's not cancelled out. It doesn't mean that if two Eidim say Meis and two Eidim say Loi Meis, so they cancel each other out. They cancel out each other. As if no Eidim testifies one way or the other. No, we have not going to say this. But one of them is lying, one of them is telling the truth, so we don't know who. So we don't know who. So Memele Beis Din has no right to say to the one of the Eidim who is married to her, now you divorce her. Why? Because we don't know whether you cat tells the truth or the other cat. So he can tell Beis Din, you don't know, but I know. After all, Mashiach came in the case of Chadlik Adchad, when one Idechot says Mes, and the other Idechot says Loi Mes, so then there is a halacha that Idechot b'hakoshet mandlet. It's cancelled out. In other words, as if no one testifies one way or the other. So, now suppose there is no testimony. There is no testimony. And then she will get married to someone. She is a chetkas ishishish. But the Baal went away with Dina Sayam. We don't know what happened to him. And no one testifies that he died, that he saw him die. So, and then she'll get married to someone. So then, of course, Beis Din will force that person to divorce her. And suppose that person who married her says, well, I understand that the husband is dead. So Beis Din will still force him to divorce her. So here too, even though she got married to the Eid, who said Meis, but since he was mukhesh v'batachah, by another, and we said Leumes, so it's canceled out, so it is just as if no one testifies in one way or the other. So Mimele, she is Bicheska Zishishish, so then Bezdin is Meitzi. If she gets married, so Bezdin forces that husband to marry her, the second husband, to divorce her. And Tlatzei Borele, only in case where they strain the frame. So we have one Agode let Meitzi, but Bezdin doesn't know whether that Agode is true or not. So they say, but we know that it's true. Masheinke, by Chadle Gabechat, so it's cancelled out, so there is no Agode at all. So we see, in other words, so there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Ramban. What does it mean? Eidechot b'akhoshe. So in other words, so Eidechot b'akhoshe means that we do not know who tells the truth. So it's like trei, like treiedim, who are mukhesh from other treiedim. Oh, Eidechot b'akhoshe is a special aloch that is cancelled out. Now, from Rashi, it's mashma like the Rambam. From Rashi. But the Ramban says the reverse. Now we see that the Ran and Mukiyese, they agree with the Ramban Shita. Because you see, first of all, I mean, the whole Ran couldn't be explained if the Ran had agreed with the Ramban Shita. And then the lotion of the Ran, because the Chivin Shashemi, Hikri Shor Rishen, in Bidvorov Shel Rishen Klum. It's not Trey Utrey. In Bidvorov Shel Rishen Klum, it's cancelled out. It's cancelled out. Solomon Miller Daran says that the reason as to why the Priya Kamaisa learns out the Tweedim Amechayrish way from Pivim Dechod, if Piv and Pivim Chayrish way, so Dechod is also Chayrish way. And there is no Pir. We cannot say, Mal Pivim Dechod, they both possess a Chumre. As against Tuaidi. Because Tuaidi, even if we grant that Tuaidi Mami Haivi Shwe, but that Shwe is not so humble. That Shwe can be poka as a result of two other Aidi testifying against the Agode of these Tuaidi. Mashain came by Pivin Idechot. Now let's say we reject the Maram Rutendak Shite. So if Piv will be Haivi Shwe, so that Shwe will not be poka, even if Nidechot will testify on behalf of the Mitzvah. The same thing, Mashenkin, if Nidechot is Mechayi Shwe, so that Shwe, that the Nidechot who testifies on behalf of the Tveyah, is Mechayi imposes upon the Mitzvah, will not be poka, even if there will be another Nidechot who will testify on behalf of the Mitzvah. So the Ram says, no, in respect to P, so in Achname, so that has a Chumre, the Shwe of P has a Chumre, it cannot be poka. Through the Siyuah of Nidechot. Mashenke, the Shwe of Nidechot. So two Nidechot Mechayev Shwe. Only as long as there is no other Nidechot to testify on behalf of the Mitzvah. But if there will be another Nidechot, Bivasacha, who will testify on behalf of the Mitzvah, who will testify on behalf of the Mitzvah, so then, the Shwe will be poka because Nidechot Akroshe Kiman Doreset. So Memele, we don't have a tircha that is common to both premises. We have only a tircha that is peculiar to one melamed, not to the other melamed. So it's not a tircha. Not a tircha. So what is the machleket between the Maram Gutenberg and the Ram? So in other words, there is a machleket between the Maram Gutenberg and the Ram. The Maram Gutenberg says that if we reject Rabbi Tam Shite as such, and we reject the Shite that Idam Shayi are patterns of all Shwe, with the Mitzah Shomri, so then we have to say, just as an Idechot cannot patter a Shwe of the Mitzvah, he cannot be Mafkiya a Shwe of Idechot either. The Ram says no. True, that an Idechot cannot patter, cannot be Mafkiya a Shwe of the Mitzvah and the Shwe of Hashomri. But even if we assume that an Idechot, and the Ram holds like that, I'll leave them. So assuming that a Idechot cannot be Mafkiya a Shwe of the Mitzvah, Shwe of Hashomri, but Shwe Sidechot, it can be Mafkiya. Why? Why can it be Mafkiya a Shwe Sidechot? Even though it cannot be Mafkiya a Shwe with the Mitzvah, because Idechot Bakroshe Kimandoret. Idechot Bakroshe Kimandoret. So, what will they? But we see the Maram Gutenberg says no. That once we assume that an Idechot cannot be Mafkiya a Shwe with the Mitzvah, and Shwe Sashomri cannot be Mafkiya a Shwe Sashomri, so he shouldn't be able to be Mafkiya a Shwe Sidechot either. But Gutheine, daran in der Gutheine, jetzt Maram Rüttenberg. Es jung in Gwente, dass mir da von die Snack macht hier. Macht hier, ich schwöre auf mir den Mixer. Ich wollte schütz still gehen, und wie macht hier, ich schwöre auf die Dachot, because die Dachot war Krosche, ist gemein. Die Dachot war Krosche, ist gemein direkt. Now, I raise the question, what's the halacha of Shwefi Dachot? Whether Shwefi Dachot is the Fakosu, that the Agoda of the Dachot imposes his Shwef on the Mitzvah, just as the Hidoya the Mitzvah of the Mitzvah imposes his Shwef on the Mitzvah, so it's the Fakosu, I will come with Shwef, that the Agoda of the Dachot imposes his Shwef. Not that we believe the Dachot is the Shwef. It's not that the monist doesn't have. But it's the Fakosu that is Mechayim Shwef. Or, no. It's distinguished, the Shwe Tidachot is different than the Shwe Mitzvah. Maybe Mitzvah, so the Ido is Mechayim Shwe, that's the Gnotakos, Kiyuze. But Tidachot, the Aloch is, why is Mechayim Shwe? Because Negabi Shwe. So the Tidachot is Nemones, just like to Eidi. So that's why he's Mechayim Shwe. That's why he's Mechayim Shwe. Now, we said that the whole Shite of Maram Rutenberg, the Zeta Sayyid, Peter Shwe, is based upon this notion. That Idechot, that is Mechayim Shwe, so it's not just Igzeret HaKosov, it's Mechayim Shwe. If it had been just Igzeret HaKosov, it's Mechayim Shwe, so it would not Patr Shwe, Mechayim Shwe. But the Igzeret HaKosov is, he is Nemo Ligabi Shwe. So if he's Nemo Ligabi Shwe to be Mechayim, so he certainly, Lehit Miyadamuzek, so he certainly should have Nemones to Patr him, Lehanzek Miyadamuzek. So once we assume, once the Maram Rutenberg assumes, that Eid of Sayyid patterns of all Shwe, then it tips a fact also implies that the Gzeret HaKosov, that the Dachot is Mechayim Shwe, is not just the Gzeret HaKosov, he imposes his Shwe, like Hidoya of Midin Mixas, he imposes his Shwe, but that he has the monetary of his Shwe. But if we assume that the Eid of Sayyid does not pattern of his Shwe, then it tips a fact implies that the Gzeret HaKosov of the Dachot is not that he has the money, it's not the Din of the money. It's Igzeret HaKosov is Mechayim Shwe. So maybe it's Mechayim Shwe, but it doesn't Pater Shwe. So when the Marami Rutenberg, mentioned the Raya, the Heide the Raya, the Gomer Atchie, the Heide Mechayim Shwe, Hashom, Nai Pili Dechot, Vis Al Gedai Tor, the Dechot, the Peter Na Shwe. So he assumed, he assumed in the course of the argument, so the Marami Rutenberg assumed that the Dechot, Masiyah does not Pater Shwe. By assuming that the Dechot, I'm saying, yeah, does not matter Shwe, he in effect assumes that the whole Gzeret HaKosov of the Dechot is Mechayim Shwe, is not the Din of Nemones, but just that he imposes his Shwe. That he imposes his Shwe. Now, if he imposes his Shwe, now, if we say that it's the Din of Nemones, so the same aloha of the Dechot Bak Hoshe, the Gemara mentions the Seter Ligabe, Eitume, Ligabe, Gabi Mesbailo, Ligabe, Eglarufe, should apply to Idechot of Shwe too? Because just as over there it's the Din of Idechot is the Din of Nemones, so here too is the Din of Nemones. But when he says, Vizal Gedaito, the Idechot, they will pay to Shwe. In other words, so if we assume that Idechot does not pattern of Shwe, he's only Mechayim Shwe, so then we must necessarily say that it's not the Din of Nemones. He just thinks there's a cause of that the Dagoda of Idechot imposes his Shwe upon the Mitzvah. Not that he is Nemo. So if the Hagodah of the Idechot, if the Hagodah of the Idechot imposes the Shwe, but Nemon is not, so it's Igzeret HaKosov imposes the Shwe, Meir Chateise, that we should apply this thing, that if another Idechot is Makrish, so Meir is not Mechayim Shwe. If it had been a Din of Nemones, so we apply this aloha. Wherever an Idechot has Nemones, let's say he has Nemones Ligabi Nitnio, he has Nemones Ligabi Mezvailo, he has Nemones Ligabi Ruisi Aere, Ligabi Egla Rufe, that we shouldn't bring an Egla Rufe, Ruisi Aere. So there's a loche, when do we accept the Hagodah, the Nemones? When does an Idechot have Nemones? In Mezvailo, in Egla Rufe, in Seite, only if there is no other Idechot who is Makrishin. But if there is another Idechot who is Makrishin, so then the first Idechot who says Mezbailo, the first Idechot who says Nitmi, or the first Idechot who says Roisi Ahirik, does not have Nemone.
does not have the money. Either he does not have the money because it's canceled out, as the Ramban says, or he does not have the money because it's like Prayu Treitz, Hadot Abichato, it's a sophist who says the truth, so he doesn't have the money. But if we say that, so if we are going to assume that the Alochel Videchot by Shmui is also giving up the money, like the Alochel Videchot by Seite, by Ravutve, by Mezbailo, so then we can apply that Alochel. Whether the Pshat is Dechot Bakoshe is like the Ramban or the Pshat is like the Ram. Whatever it is, whether it's cancelled out or it's not cancelled out, it's like Trey and Trey. So we don't know who tells the truth. So we may don't tell the money, because if we don't know who tells the truth, so we don't tell the money. Doesn't tell the money. So if we say Gabi Shmui also, that the Halacha of Dechot Bakoshe is that he's never with Gabi Shmui, so then the Ram is certainly right. Then we couldn't say like the Maran Rubia. Bashein came if we say that by Dechot Bishwe, so it's not the money. And when the Maran Rubia and the Maran Rubia says, in effect, that once we assume Eidam Sayeya does not pattern of Bishwe, then we must also assume that it's not a din of the money. Because if it's a din of the money, so it's unreasonable to say he is Nemon Lehitzi Momein, but he's doing Chayrish way, but he's not Nemon Leharzik Momein, to Patarish way. That's unreasonable. So if we do assume, not like Abinatan, and if we do assume that the Idam Seya does not Patarish way, does not Patarish way of Midi Mitzvah, then we must also assume that the whole Aloha of Idechot by Shwe is not a din of the money. It's a din, and there's a cause of Hagod of Idechot imposes Shwe. Just as the Idoya of the Nitzvah imposes Ishwe. So Agod of Idechot imposes Ishwe. Not that he is never with Abishwe. So Mimele, it's not so poshet that this din of Idechot Bakoshe has application. If the Aloche of Idechot Bakoshe is the din of the Mones, then it's poshet that the Aloche of Idechot Bakoshe has application. Whether we say like the Rambam that Idechot Bakoshe so it's cancelled out, or we say like the Rambam that it's Chavrit Abichad, we don't know who tells the truth. So maybe we cannot believe the first one, because maybe the second one tells the truth. So Gabi Shweit also should have a position. Mashen came if we say that it's a Kirtakos of the Akodim Yachodim Chayi Shweit, then it depends whether we say like the Rambam or we say like the Rambam. If we say like the Rambam, the Zidechot Bakoshe is not like two Eidim Bakoshe. Two Eidim Bakoshe, so it's not cancelled out. But we don't know who tells the truth. But if Lafishmai is Galie, that let's say that this cat tells the truth, then we have Agode. We have Agode Mikobelis in Bez. But Bez doesn't know who tells the truth. So, Mimele, that is only Shayer in a case where the first Zidechot has the money. Maybe we say, first the whole Chalizdin of the Idechodi, B'teirat Lemonez, but in case there is another Idechod who is Makrish with Batachas, the first Idechod, so he can't have the money. He can't have the money. Mashenke, because we don't know who tells the truth. Mashenke, Gabi Idechod Vishwe. So there, the Aloch, the reason is why Idechod is Mechai Vishwe is not because he is Nemoch with Gabi Shwe. It's because the cause of his Mechai Vishwe. So, Mimele, there is a goddess in Dechot on the side of the Tevea. So, that imposes Ishwe upon the Nitzvah, not because we have the money. It's because, of course, he imposes Ishwe upon the Nitzvah that he should contradict the time of the Tevea. So even if another Dechot is Makrish this Dechot and testifies on behalf of the Nitzvah, how could this Ishwe be Poka? If there is no general Alohe, that Edom Sayyea is Makhtiya, is Pata to the Shwe. So why should it be Makhtiya this Shwe? However, if we say, like the Rambam, as the Ram says, like Rambam, in so many words, that the Aloha of Idechot Bakoshe is not that it's a Sophic, because it's like Prayu Trey, so we don't know who tells the truth and who doesn't tell the truth. But it's a special Aloha, that by Idechot, when does a Hagod of Idechot have substance only when there is no Akoshe? But if there is Akoshe negate the Hagod of the first Idechot, then it's bottled. So it's cancelled out. So the Hagod of the first Idechot is annulled, it's nullified. It's easy. It hasn't taken place. It's a special aloha. He dechot ba'akoshe to mandalas. So, Mimele, even if we assume that the aloha of Idechot ba'ishvui is not taking up memory, it's a clear sakosu that the hagodah of an Idechot imposes ishvui. So, there has to be a hagodah of an Idechot to impose ishvui. But if there is another Idechot who is makrish, so there is a special clear sakosu that the hagodah of an Idechot in face of akoshe is kimandales. Kimandales is bottle of wood. So here too is bottle of wood. So you see, so the Ram, the reason is why, so the Maram Rutenberg, you see, now both the Maram Rutenberg and the Ram will agree that once we assume that Idech Adam Sayyah does not pattern of Ishwir Middle Mixas, so then it will be a Raya Muchachas that the whole Aloche of Idechot is not even of the money. It's just because of course of the Takonis Idechot in the Chayim Yishuv. That's the boat. The boat. Because this is really the question. This is the thing in issue. I mean, when we discuss it, whether Adam Seyyah patterns of Yishuv or not. So the question is, what's the Aloche of Idechot in the Chayim Yishuv? Is it the din of the money? So maybe it should patter. He has the money to Chayim, he certainly has the money lifted. Oh, it's not the din of the money. It's a great sakoso if it imposes a shwe. So Meichateise should it pattern of a shwe? It's a great sakoso if it's behind a shwe. So it doesn't mean that it's part of the shwe. So both agree that once we assume that Adam Sayyah does not pattern of a shwe, so then the essence of the halacha of Idech of Chayim Shwe is not a din of the money. It's a great sakoso. Hagones Idech of the shwe. Not that he's never going to be shwe. So we have a loche that agones idechot. So that is granted by both, by the Ram and by Maram Gutenberg in his argument that a loche that idechot is mechayev shvui is only is not a din of the money. Of course, according to Maram Gutenberg, I'll leave it the emes. So it is a din of the money. But if we, because I'll leave it the emes, Adam Sayyah does part of the shvui. But if we want to assume that Adam Sayyah does not part of the shvui. So then the whole aloha of Idechot would be not the din of the money, but just that he's a dagon of Idechot. He imposes his way upon the mitzvah. So Maram Gutenberg says, once we say that the dagon of Idechot does not have the money, but just imposes his way, so mele, even if another Idechot will be makrish with batachas, so the first Idechot will still be mechayev shvui. Will still be mechayev shvui, the mitzvah. Why? Because Maram Gutenberg agrees with the Shittas Rambam that the whole aloche of Idechot Ba'akhoshe is only that it's train. We don't know who tells the truth. So Memele, we cannot apply it to Shwe because they are the first Idechot has no nemones. It's only the Takot Mechayel Shwe. So even if the Agode is Mukhesh by another Idechot, it still can Mechayel Shwe. Mashayit in the Ram, he holds, like the Shittas Rambam, that Idechot Ba'akhoshe means that it's cancelled out. So there is a special aloche in Agodas Idechot that if it's mukhesh by another aid, bivasachas, so then the whole Agode is bottle mevutl, is null and void. As if it didn't take place. So Memele, he says, true, we reject Rabbeinu Shite. Adam Sayyah does not part of his shuwe. So that means that the aloha of Idechot Ba'ishvui is not a din of the monist. It's because of course it imposes a shvui. So but what imposes a shvui? Hagodas Idechot. But if another Idechot is makrish, so this Hagoda becomes null and void. So that's the machlekes between Maram Rutenberg and the Ram. The Maram Rutenberg agrees with Shittas Rambam that Idechot Ba'akhoshe. Idechot Ba'akhoshe means that it's not cancelled out, but we don't believe the first one because we don't know who tells the truth and who not. It's like Treyutrei. So Mimele, we got the Shwe Sidechot, it has no application, the Aloha of Idechot Ba'akhoshe, whereas the Ram agrees with Shittas Rambam, and he says in so many words that Idechot Ba'akhoshe came on the lesson. So there is a special Aloha by Agodas Idechot, that the Agoda of Idechot has substance only as long as there is no akoshe, but if it's mukresh, so then the agode becomes null and void. So mele, it should have application to shvur zidechot also, even though it's not the din of the money. But it's aloche that the agode of the zidechot imposes shvur. But if it's mukresh, so the agode becomes bottle. So there is no agode to be mechayev shvur. Now, then there is something else. Another chiddush in this nimkeis. Another chiddush in this nimkeis. Now, the other chiddush is that he mentions the Gemara in the Gemara in Yevomes. That idecho dem ameis v'niseis v'boacha v'omar loy meis loy teitzei u'makshin on time of the niseis holy niseis loy tenoseis v'omar ule kol mokim shilin oteo idecho d'arei kam shnayim ועם בור של אחד מוכים שניים, תעצינו הורק אומר, ידחו דין המייס ותראו לו נוסי, ובו אחר ואומר לא ימייס, לא יתאיסי בתאיר הרגישית. אל מאבוק על הזה חזה ידחו. Now, then there is something else. Another chiddush in this new case. Another chiddush in this new case. Now, the other chiddush is that he mentions the Gemara in the Gemara in Yevomes. That idecho dem ameis v'niseis v'boacha v'omar loy meis loy teitzei u'makshin on time of the niseis holy niseis loy tenosei v'omar ule kol mokim shimin oteo idecho d'arei kan shnayim ועם בור של אחד מוכים שניים, תעצינו הורק אומר, ידחו דין למייס ותראו לו נוסי, ובו אחר ואומר לא ימייס, לא יתאיתי בתאיר הרגישים. אל מאבוק על הזה החזה, ידחו דחו של האפרומי, אלו כי שנת המייס על תרגישים, כי שתראו לו נוסי, וזוך סוב עצמו נעדו לו מחוץ המייס. אבו כי שדחו דמי וחי וישועה, אפילו חיו ובס משועה על פי, כל שבו ידחו דויקחישה, כאילו שנשבע, כי גם עשה חסו, כאילו שמחוץ המייס. So it's a big chiddush. First of all, this Gemara in Yevomes is mentioned with Gabe Mes Pairo. The Gemara doesn't mention this aloche, Ligabe Nitmeis or Ligabe Eglavu. Only Ligabe Mes Pairo. So the Gemara mentions that not only if an Idechot said Mes, if an Idechot said Mes, and then another Idechot, Bibasachas Mamesh, Zebif Nizeh, Zebif Nizeh, so said Loi Mes, so it's Loi Tenot. Even if it's not in Vatachas Mamesh, even if it was a different day, or a different week, or a different month, as long as the second Idechot came before the best render the Pesach on the basis of the Agoda of the first Idechot, so it's considered Vatachas. It's considered Vatachas. Now Rashi, so it's considered Vatachas. So it's considered Vatachas. Now, that is, now in the Gemara it's mentioned there. But the Gemara mentions that Ligabe Mezbailo. So in other words, so Ligabe Mezbailo is a Gemara Meforeshet. It's a Gemara Meforeshet. That Basachas does not mean only Toch Tredibo or Zebif Nezeh. But even if it would be on different days and on different weeks, as long as the Agode of the second Idechot took place before Bezden gave it Pesach Din to the Yishor, when would it be called in respect to Mezbailo Bodeachaseh? If, let's say, there was already in the second Idechot, came before Bezden, after Bezden rendered the Pesach Din, that way. And one Idechot came before Bezden and said, Mezbailo. And then Bezden asked him all kinds of questions, and then Bezden rendered the Pesach Din and called in the woman and said, Muteres Atlinot. After that, after Bezden gave the Pesach Din to the woman, Muteres Atlinot, another Idechot showed up in Bezden. And another Idechot showed up in Bezden and said, Loime, I saw that he didn't that. So in such a case, we say the second Idechot who testified after the Pesach Din was rendered by Bezden on the basis of the first Idechot, so his Agode has no weight. And on the contrary, the Agode of the first day, so has the weight of 280. And the Agoda of the second one is not because all together. Lechot Bakim Shnayim. But suppose on Sunday a Mizechot came and said, Mezbal, and Bezdin didn't render it back. Bezdin told Ishe they have to consider it. And then, next week or a month later, before Bezdin did it back with Ishe, Bezdin somehow did not give it back with yet. And a month later, after the first day testified in Bezdin, another aid appeared before Bezdin and said, Loime. So then it's Loime. It's Loime. That's the Gemara Mefoshet. In respect to Mezbayo, but does the same halacha apply to a Tzeite also? So from the Lashon of Rashi, in Tzeite, that from the Aleph, from the Beis, it's mashma that in respect to a Tzeite, there, but there has that means if the second date appeared after the first date. They were not in Basachas Mamash. So then it's already called. So it's already called Bezechad. Even though the second aid appeared before Bezdin rendered the Psaq, Bezdin didn't render the Psaq yet. Suppose one aid came before Bezdin at 9 o'clock in the morning and said, Ho'inisi shenitze. And then he walked out. And Bezdin didn't even have an opportunity to consider what Psaq they should give. So immediately another aid walked into Bezdin and said, Ho'inisi. So then it's called Bodeh Hazeh. So it's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi and from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma. That in that case it's called already Bodeh Hazeh. Since the second day he testified, Shaloi Bifnei the first day. From Rashi's Lashon, that's how it's mashma from the Rambam. That since the second day he testified, Shaloi Bifnei. The first day, so it's already called Badeh Hazeh, and we say in Bo Shalachot B'Mokim Shnayim. So the first day has the monies of two, and the second only of one, so in Bo Shalachot B'Mokim Shnayim. From Rashi's Lashon, it's mashma even more than that. That even if the second day testifies in the presence of the first day, but if it's not talked to the people of that God of the first day, it's also called Badeh Hazeh. From Rambam's Lashon, it's mashma that in order to be called Badeh Hazeh, so it has to be shall we? In other words, if the second date came in to testify after the first date left bed. But if he testified while the first aid was still there, even though it was not talking to people of that one as the first. So then it's called the Basach. From Rashi's Lashon it's mashma that what is called the Basach as only if it's talking to people, if they are good. Of the second day took place talking to the people of the God of the first day, right, whatever it is. But both Rashi and the Rambam agree that by Tzeite and by Egla Rufe, so if the second day testifies after the first aid left Bezdin, so it's called Bezeach Hazeh, and we say that the first day has the monies of two, the second day has the monies of one, and Dvor Shalach Makim Shnayim. Even though the second day testifies before Bezdin had an opportunity to give it back. But regarding Mezbailo, there the Gemara says in so many words that if the second day testifies before Bezdin rendered the Psaq to the Isha, so it's considered Basachas. So I heard from my father that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between the Nemones of Idechot in Mezbailo and the Nemones of Idechot by Seite or by Egla Rute. Because Gabi Seite and the Glavu face exerts a cost. The Edeinbo, Ho Yeshe, after the Sefer Elon, so in the Sheik. Oh, and Gabi Arufe also. The Loineda Miko, Ho Yeshe, after the Sefer Elon, so in the Mele, there is no Aruf, there is no Aruf Sago. So it exerts a cost, so that Edechot is never. But when it's by law, it's a double shame album, so Edechot shouldn't have the money. But the Gemara says, "Mitzchemer shechish el aito mitzvei." So mitzchemer shechmar to lo mitzvei for ikalto lo mitzvei. So the whole mnemonic of the idechot is based upon other considerations also. It's not a pure mnemonic. By itzeite, it's a pure mnemonic. The idechot is mnemonic. That's all. But by mezbailo, the idechot does not have mnemonic. It's based upon the nemunas of the Idechot plus other considerations, other extraneous hichoret. For example, with the Shechema Shechmarta of the Seifo, or Yusra Abide Gluye, or Abide Lim Shakre, and with the Shechema Shechmarta of the Seifo, Yishadai to Mintre. So, Mele, when is the Kabbalah of the Idechot, Kabbalah of the Idechot, only after Bezdin Vendor the Psak? So, in other words, the whole nemunas and the holy chochet of Idechot Banes Bailo is determined after the Psak Din of Bezdin. In other words, because the whole nemunas is based upon the fact that the Yisheh herself has an umdre, that the Baal is dead. So, in other words, so until Bezdin Vendor the Psak Din, after the Bezdin heard the Yisheh, I mean, how the Yisheh feels that what the Idechot says is true, she has her umdre. The Baal must be dead, because if he hadn't been dead, if he had been living, she would know. I mean, she has her rayas. So, of course, Bezdin is not materially not say on the basis of her rayas alone, but it's on the basis of the agode of the Idechot plus the umdere of the Isha. Because the nemones is based upon Isha Daikon Mitzvah, Mitechema Shechmato the Seifo. So, maybe that means that the agode of the Idechot is not discovered by Bezdin until Bezdin vendor the Psak Din. So Bemele it's always considered Vatach. Mashein kein gabei tzeite or regla hufe, where it's a pure nemones, it's not coupled with umdenes of the Isha, of Isha Daito Mintzele. So they have Vatachas means in Vatachas Mamesh. But if the second aid comes to Bezdin after the first aid left Bezdin, so then it's already Bezdachase. Well, it's already Bezdachase. There's the Shita of the Rambam. But so we see that the Mukhese, he applies this aloha that the Gemara mentions that regarding his Bible, so he applies it to other things too. To other things also. So, and he applies it even with Abishua. And he says, Ligabi other things, so when is it considered Bezachase? Only if the second Idechot will testify in Bezdin after Bezdin render the Psak Din. Masheinke Ligabi Shure, so even if Bezdin already render the Psak Din to the Mitzvah, you have to swear. But until the Mitzvah was sworn, so it's still considered Bezdin. Now why? So we see that Mukiyeset is chilin. And the Mukiyeset, the Mukiyeset, Achilik and the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam holds that the whole aloche of the Tihu Alinosei, that it's considered Ruzeach Hazeh only the second name testifies in Bezdin after it's Sagdin. So that, according to Rambam, an application only to Mespailo, because there the Nemones of Idechot is coupled with the Sagdin of Bezdin, and without the Sagdin of Bezdin, so there is no Kabbalah Tehidus as yet, but doesn't apply to Itzeite and to Ebrahufe. According to Miram Yosef, this aloha of Psak Din being important, so has application to other Eides where the Idechot and the Nemones also, to Seite and Ebrahufe. And then the Ram says something else, that we got Ishwe, so even after Bezdin render the Psak, so it's still considered a Vatach. Why? If in Kovatele Kulen, where the Idechot is effective, so another Idechot can be makrish and all the Hagode of the first Idechot, only Vatach, but the Idechot is not. And what is called Vatach? If the second Idechot testifies after the Psak Din, so Gabi Shweh too, if the second Idechot comes to Bezdin, after Bezdin renders the Psak Din to the Mitzvah, you have to swear, so then it should be considered like Vodach Hazeh, and the Mele, the Agod of the second Idechot should not be capable of annulling the Agod of the first Idechot. So that can be explained very well. Now, because if we reject, as I said before, if we reject Rabbi Tam Shite and we say Adam Sayeya does not partner of Ishwe, so then we must necessarily say that the Haloche, that the Idechot Mechai Ishwe, is not the Din of the Monet. It's because also the Hagode of the Idechot, the Hagode of the Idechot, is the Hagode of the Idechot the Agoda Mizrachot imposes a shvuah upon the mitzvah. Imposes a shvuah on the mitzvah. But if there is another Agoda, by another Mizrachot, so it's Mizrachot Bakoshe, so the Agoda of the first Mizrachot becomes both on the mitzvah. And that halacha we have in Kol HaTorah Kol Eh, in Mezbailo, in Seite, in the Negev Arufin. But over there, so we can say Mizrachot Bakoshe Kivan Galese, only as long as there's Mizrachot when there is something. So then, according to the Ram, even in Negev Arufin, even in Seite, we say, until Bezdin when there is something, that means that the Agoda of the first Mizrachot was not discovered yet. It was not discovered. Until Bezdin renders the Psagdin, the Rambam Shita is only regarding his violence, there is such a... So the Psagdin of Bezdin is important. But the Ram holds in other things too. So why is it important? The answer is because the halacha is that until the Hagode of the Eid is discovered by Bezdin, until the Hagode of the Eid is discovered by Bezdin, so then, this Agode can be annulled by the Agode of the second day, Eidechot Bakoshe. But after Bezdin, when does the Psagdin, whether the Psagdin was the Psagdin that Tinoche, or the Psagdin by Tete, the thing of Sheise, or the Psagdin by Bezdin, by Larufe, that Eneofi, after Bezdin, when does the Psagdin, so that means that the Agode of the Eidechot was already discovered. Once the Agoda of the Dechot was already discovered, so then the Agoda by another Dechot cannot annul a Agoda that was already discovered in Bezdin. And it's on the contrary, we say in Vosh Lachem Bakishnai. But before the Psagdin, so it wasn't discovered yet. Because after all, Bezdin has to decide as to whether the person has the money or does not have the money. So until Bezdin made the Psagdin, so the Agoda of the first Dechot was not as yet discovered in Bezdin. That's why the Psagdin is important. But once Bezdin made the Psagdin, Tinoche Realme, or Moiti Eshese, or Eine Yochin, so then, the Agoda of the first Zechad was already discovered. Once the Agoda of the first Zechad was already discovered, so then, the Agoda of the second Zechad has no effect. It was already discovered, the first Agoda was already discovered. Mashiachim Gavishwe. Now, if we reject from the Tam Shite, so then it means that the halacha of Idechot Chai Shui is not the din of the money. It's exerts a cause of Hagode of Idechot imposes the Shui, not because we are miming it. So it's not shy to say that Hagode was discovered by Bezdin. If it's a din of the money, then we can say, until Bezdin rendered the Psagdin, so it was the Idis was not, the Hagode was not discovered. Once Bezdin rendered the Psagdin, so it was already discovered. But if we say it's not the din of the monies altogether, it's just like the Zakosov. It's just like the Zakosov that the Agode of the Nidechot is Mechayrish way, just as the Idoye of the Mitzvah is Mechayrish way. Can you say with Gabe Idoye, the Idoye was discovered with Bezdin? Idoye is Idoye. It's not Chayach to say it was discovered. So with Gabe the Agode of the first Nidechot, it's not Chayach to say it's discovered with Bezdin either. So, Mimele, until he actually swears an Agode by another Idechot, can know the Agode of the first Idechot. So that's why the Ram says, the Ram Makiri says, that Legabi Shvuye, even if the second Idechot will testify in Bezdin, after Bezdin rendered the Psagdin, but before he swore. So Mimele, it's not shy to say, since it's not, if it had been a din of Nemones, then we could say, if it's din of the money, so once Bezdin rendered the Psagdin, so the Agode was already completely discovered with Bezdin. So the melee, no Agode can be mivatil the first Agode. The first Agode was already discovered with Bezdin. But it's not the money altogether. It's in the Zakos of it imposes a Shvuah. So even if if another Idechot comes and is makrish, so that is mivatil the first Agode. So even if the other Idechot comes and is makrish, after the Psagdin to swear. So he still can be Mivato Dago, because it's not the din of the money. All right, now let's go proceed with the Rosh. All right, now V'yesh Makshi, Mihoditna, Mikamon Tekamat. The last line in the paragraph here. Wie ich mach sie mir ich alle kann man viel gemacht. Hasse ich ein paar mich erwähre ich, wie ich schiele alle achher, wie schiele achher, und mir so gedacht, ich schon war sicher, dass mir so gedacht, was ich und schaue mir sicher. Weil mir schon war sicher, weil ich schiele mir, dass mir so gedacht, wie wollte ich sicher mich schwöre, so dass sie auch so gehe, kasche, gänz, am Tag schiete, dass ich dann sage, ja, Vater, sie schwöre, so was ist der Zerr, so It's not a song, I'm not sure. Because in the name, if the shale will be made, she makes a kidako, so then the seichel will be released of the shoe. But the Mishnah is not interested in discussing now ways how a shoe can be released, can be bought. All that the Mishnah is interested in telling us is to lafuke mit rabbeis. Vinilo le koshe mire, the machinist didn't come out from the seichel mit the shoe, in the mask, the shoe, the lafuke mit rabbeis. Die Oma, die da loise schreiben, brauchst du schon ein Wert. Wenn die Eschle sich eine Reihe, lief der Atem als Schuhe, ja wie Reihe, wie Potter. Und wo hoch leider muss dies, das ist ein Name. If the Sheel will be made, so then the Seher, will want her to swear, because the Sheel, between us in Dechot, will be Matthias, the Schuhe of the Wert. But all the Mishnah wants to tell us is, as a Konnest an Ekame, there is a Chiv Schuhe. That's all. Now, you will not say that you will be able to 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 say Now, that is the Ramban, where he says, Yeish Machin Hev. We heard the Omele come on, Shema Shemosa Le Shema Chaya. The Omele, At Mehem Le Bishwe, Heich Loi Mehem Le Bishwe. So Shema Shemosa Le Shema, he also is Chaya. Because the Bible can say, I don't trust the second Shema with Ishwe. You I trusted, but him I don't trust. Va my high. So the question is, true, va my high. Gif der shemer hasheni bi dose mishvuos ishu chay. So let the shemer hasheni. Pata, so in other words, he said, he shemer shemos al shemer. So in other words, so the other shemer says nens. The other shemer says nens. So now suppose, So suppose the first Shemer would detain himself. It's Shemer Shemos al Shemer, but the first Shemer would detain. I saw that it was nice. So then he wouldn't have to pay. Because according to that Mandoma, that the whole reason why Shemer Shemos al Shemer is higher is because of Atmehem Lo Bishwas, the Hulu Mehem Bishwas. Because there's another Mandoma who says that the reason why it's higher is because by being made at another Shemer, that we saw with the Pshir. But according to Robert, that the Messiah to another Shemer is not a Pshir. But only thing is, the only reason is why Shemer Shemot Shemer is higher, because how do we know that it was Nenso? The second Shemer says so. The first Shemer doesn't know whether it was Nenso or not. So the Bible can say to the first Shemer, I don't believe the second Shemer with Ishwe. But suppose the first Shemer would retain himself the tiniest boy, that it was Nenso, he himself saw. So then the first Shemer would swear, and he would be potter. Would be potter. But when does Rabbi say the Shemer Shemos al Shemer is higher? If the first Shemer doesn't know whether it was Nenso or not, the second Shemer is saying time is boring that it was Nenso. So in Mele, the Bible says, you can't expect me to believe the Shvue of the second Shemer, because I didn't turn over the Pekodim to the second Shemer. I don't trust him with the Shvue. But the first Shemer, if the first Shemer could swear, if he had been retained on his body, then the first Shemer could swear, and then the first Shemer would be potter. So the question is, since the second Shemer is staying a tiny boy, that it was Nenso, true, he's not Nemon as a Shemer with Ishwe, because the Bible says, Hu v'mehem lo bishvos, I didn't entrust it according to him. But let him, he's staying a tiny boy, so Mele, so he should be never like an Idechot, and he should relieve the first Shemer of Yeshua. So it's a Raya, that's the Ramban's Raya, that Idam Seyeya does not part of Yeshua. So Mele, the second Shemer, to be Nemon with the Shemer, that he cannot, because after the Shemer, to be Nemon as an Idechot and be Maftia, the Shemer, relieve the first Shemer of Yeshua, Idam Seyeya does not part of Yeshua. ויש מה שנהב ומוד וכמה שמי שמות הושם החיים ומאת אומרים שווי יכון משווי ומה חי ותרן שמשים ולעשו משווי שחי וליקו שמידה וחיוב את דרישן בשביל דן יוכל אישבאו, והוא אין רצה להאמין לשווי את השני, ונשחייב לו ירגיש עם מומן, ונידך עוד פתע מחיוב מומן. Because actually, why if we say Shema 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 Shema, Rova says that the reason is why Shema 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 is higher is because at Mehemet will be Shwe, who will be Shwe. So even the first Shema will be saying that I'm sorry that he saw that it was an Ensor, so then he'll swear and he'll be fought. But if he himself doesn't know, only the second Shema knows, says that he knows, so the Bailin is not expected to be Mami in the second Shema. And the first Shema, but the first Shema would be Nemon if he could swear. But he doesn't know himself whether it was meant so now. Some melee. So the first Shema pays. Why does he pay? Actually, he's not willing to swear. But he's in Yedea. So he cannot swear. So we apply the aloche of Mitech Shin Yoch Lish Mamishal. The aloche of Rabbi Seinu Shebe'arz Yisrael. There is a machleches in Gemara Shvuot between Rabbi Seinu Shebe'arz Yisrael, Rabbame and Rabbabe, and Rabbi Seinu Shebe'bovel, Rav and Shmuel. So Rabbi Seinu Shebe'arz Yisrael, they say, that Mitech Shin Yoch Lish Ba'iz Mishal. Wherever someone is in Yochel Ishbal, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, 50, I know I owe you. But the other 50, I don't remember whether I paid it up or I didn't pay it up. I don't remember. Hamshi Yodane, Hamshi Lo Yodane. So he's in the mixah, so he's mechuyev to swear on the other 50. But how can he swear? He says he doesn't remember. So he's mechuyev to Yochel Ishbal Mishal. Shwes al Hashem tiyeh b'shneyeh v'loi v'nayoshi. So, m'meleh, we say, mitech shen yoch lish b'amishal. So here too, the first shema is chayev, because he is mechuyev to swear that he was an answer, but he can't swear. He doesn't know himself what's an answer. So, m'meleh, he has to pay. So that means the first shema is a chiyuv momen. So how can the hagodeh of the second chain be effective between us and Echod? Because the Hagodah of Echod is only effective to Pater of Ishwe. But here, the first Shema has a Chiyuv Momen. Why does it have a Chiyuv Momen? Because of Yitech Sheni Yochel Lishba, Yitech Sheni Yochel Lishba Mishal. This is what it says. Ve'likoshen Yitechiyuv et Rishim Mishul Den Yochel Lishba Ve'hu En Reitel Ha'am Lishwe Sashemi. Now, so what is the raya? So the Rosh says it's a kushi of heaven. But what is the shit of the Ramban? What is the shit of the Ramban? Now, the Ramban is also made. The Ramban is also made that an idechot can only pater of Ishwe, but an idechot cannot pater of mummy. An idechot cannot pater of mummy. And this is considered by all Rishim. The Shishav Shmaitze in Shmaitze Vov has a discussion of that. Because there is a Shittas HaRishenich that in regard to the Aloha of Dovah Shebe'elvo, Pochus Mishnayim, in regard to Dovah Shebe'elvo, Pochus Mishnayim, that when we say that Dovah Shebe'elvo requires to aid this only when it's Yitzchadik Yisur. Let's say it's Yitzchadik, who's it called Ben Shishish? So it's Dovah Shebe'elvo and who's that? Mashen Kein, if we have a case of Yidor Shebe'alvo, where it's not Yitzchadik Yisurei, so then Yidechot is never. That's the Shita of the Marik, and that's also the Shita of the Agoy Yisrael. Most Rishenim Achelet, most Rishenim hold, that Yidor Shebe'alvo Pachas Mishnayim, so Yidor Shebe'alvo requires to aid in, even when it's not Yitzchadik Yisurei. So the Shev Shmaitze points out that even the Marik, who says that Yidechot is never by Yidor Shebe'alvo, where it's not Yitzchadik Yisurei, but by moment, the Marik will be made that by moment, and therefore there's no nemones is ineffective, even lahardi, not only lehit. One could argue, just as the Tavidor Shebe'alvo, the Marik says, and the Agoy Yisrael, that it's only when it's hurzak. So Miller got the moment, and after all, Tavidor Shebe'alvo, we learn out from Tavidor moment. So just as by Tavidor Shebe'alvo, the Marik says, that where it's not hurzak, so where the so in Dechod is Nemon, so Gabi Momin too, where the effect of the Agodes in Dechod is only to retain Momin in the possession of the Murzai, not to be made to Momin. And in Dechod should be Nemon, that's how Machreini would say that. So the Shev Shmaitze points out, Rayez Bure, from all Rishenim, that in regard to Momin, everybody agrees that an Dechod has no Nemonet, not only we hate him, but even we hate him. And he mentions a number of Gemara. But one Gemara, one main source for it, is the Gemara in Ilumziyas. That if a Nidechot, where the Shire is to whom the Zaveda belongs, and the Nidechot testifies on behalf of one, Simonim, the Nidechot, suppose two may bring Simonim. And the Nidechot testifies on behalf, let's say, of one. So is Yomiyah. So, but here it's not Lehei Simone, here it's Lehat, it's not Lehei Si. So we see that Gabi Momenes, so in Zechot has no Nemones, even when it's Lehat. So the question is, against the Rambam, how does the Rambam mention a right? From Shema Shemot Olishema. So Rove says that he's Chayev, because the Bible can say, the Master can say, Atman Kulishwur, and Mishwur. But suppose the first shemer would be Tainit Anis Bori, then the first shemer would be Nefesh. So why does the first shemer have to pay? Because he is mechuyav to swear, but he cannot swear because he is not Tainit Anis Bori. He doesn't know what it stands for. But the second shemer, true, he is not nemon b'teira shemer, because atloy mehem he loy mehem lo b'shuwe. But let him nemon b'teira sidachot and let him pater the first shemer of b'shuwe. So the Rosh says, no, the first Shemer, he can swear, so to him it is Echiyuv Momim, it is Echiyuv Momim, Mishalim. So if we were to say the first Shemer is Potter, so he wouldn't swear and he wouldn't pay. So that would mean on the basis of that, but the Idechot, he wouldn't have to pay. So then the Idechot would be effective with Avim Momim. And the Idechot is not effective with Avim Momim. And you cannot say, since the effect of the Agoda of this Idechot, of the second Shemer, is only to retain the Momim, in the possession of the first Shemer. So Memele it's Tarzik, so Nidechot is never no, because everybody agrees, the Rabbi Gutenberg, all the Shemim agree, that Nidechot has no Nemones, not only Lehitzi Mame, he has no Nemones, even Laharzik Mame, but only to Pater of Ishwe. But here it's not to Pater, the effect is not to Pater the first Shemer of Ishwe, it's to Pater him of Mame. So how does the Ramban mention, so what will the Ramban, So how does the Ramban mention this as a right? So we have to say that the Ramban holds that in this case, too, an Idechot is not Nemon in Mome, not even Laharzik Mome. An Idechot has no Nemon, so we are not recabal an Idechot in Mome, even Laharzik Mome. But this, in this case, an Idechot should be effective. Why should an Idechot be effective? Because here the Chiyuv Momein results from the Chiyuv Shvue that is incumbent upon the first Shem. Where do we say that when the Chiyuv Momein is not a result of a Shvue, so in a Chaname? So the Idechot, who testifies on behalf of the Nitva, cannot release the Chiyuv Momein of the Nitva. Even if it's Lahar. Mashiachin, in this case, the effect would be to relieve him of pain. Because it's not for the Agode of the Idechot. That's the Agode by the second Shemer, so the first Shemer would have to pay because he's in Yochel Ishba. But this is a result. This is a result of a Shvue. So actually, what is in Mechuyev? He's Mechuyev Veshvue, but since he cannot swear, so Mimele, he has to pay. But basically, he's Mechuyev to swear, but he cannot swear, so Mimele has to pay. But if an Idechot, he has Nemonet, to Pater of Veshvue, so the Chiyuv Shvue is Poka. If the Chiyuv Shvue is Poka, there is no Chiyuv Momen, because the Chiyuv Momen is a result. The Chiyuv Momen is a result of the Chiyuv Shvue. And if the Aloch is that the Eidam Sayeya is Nemon to Pater of Chiyuv Shvue, so if there is no Chiyuv Shvue, there is no Chiyuv Momen. V'arav Rav Yehine Zal Hikshu, Mehoda Amrino Shrekom HaNishboi, Michlau Litavai Yisav Ramatki Deitlo Chavere, Beidim Tzor Vado Beidim, Bishtar Tzor Vado Beidim. Pirush kidei lipota mishwe, da blei di nema anivka di shwe, leina erzarti, vlimo tzom lishtob yodem ay boye bimigad boye oman ensu, di mema mishwe, kidi se tzirka mechat abayit, vi mise, the Idechot. Mehemon Listir Nashvuye, Amayom Abeidi? He says that he's only Nemon. He's only Nemon with the Aredi. But if there'll be an Idechot, that will not be Nemon. So you have Nashvuye, Amayom Abeidi, in the Adul of Idechot, if the Renom Nashvuye. Not only, why does it say, so Harat of Abeidi, only with two Aedi? But if it'll be Marzir with an Idechot, not. No, even Idechot is memory of the Shvue. So even if he's Marzer on one Eid, so he's also Yisrael on Mashvue. We need a little caution. The Agad Amrin Hossam Chol Duch Tamal Es Chavir Beidin Sol Agad Leidin Nokat Naam Hossam Beidin Upirash Beidis Amei Elei Hain Avida Beidik Shom Hod Et Naam Yishvue Shol Pekad Na Abo Shol Pekad Na Abo Omer Rapshim Gamliel Im Yei Shedim Shom Arog Sheshtar Zein Poruah Kibin Sholei Bishvue ומקטון העדין, משמע בידכות שאומר רוב בפונו כששטר זה עם קרואה לא יפית את היושב השבוי ואף על פי ששבוי זו אינו מתקנת, אינו מתקנת חכמי חכמי, יראה לי להפיר חייל הסתדין זה מכל הרי של רוב ויקלמי משהו לדיב די קטן בלשן ירישני סיידים ונאי לך נעמה, even one eight so we'll also believe over the שבוי בשביל להשמין את הידכות למען ועד אפרי אתם, נועק, נוקף דאורכה בכל דוכתה למסנעדים ופירושי So in other words, so we see from this Rosh, you see, now, he mentioned the Ramban from Machshim Hevel, and then he also mentions the Rav Rabbeinu. And the Rav Rabbeinu mentioned the Raya from Yishvues Hamish. So he says, Umikton Eidim, Mashma, the Idechot Sheim Erov, Bifonov Sheshtar Zein Perua, Lo Yopeter Es Hayershim Nashue, Vafal Pish Yishvues Zuein Takotachon. So we see that Rav Rabbeinu, Shita is different than the Ramban Shita. You see, both the Ramban and Rabban Yehine are chilek and Shita of Rabban Tam, Shita and Rabban Rosenberg, but there is a distinction. The Ramban is chilek and Rabban Tam, and Rabban Rosenberg, to the extent that where is the Rabban Shita of Rabban Rosenberg is? That in Eidam Sayyaya Pater is even more of Yishwe the Raisi, so the Ramban says, Eidam Sayyaya does not Pater of Yishwe the Raisi. But the Ramban is made, he says in so many words, of Yishwe the Rabbanon, he does patter. Mashenke the Rav Rabbeinu, he holds that Eidam Sayyaya doesn't patter of Yishvue. And the count, and just as he's, yeah, as an Eidam Sayyaya cannot patter of Yishvue, the right thing cannot patter even of Yishvue, the Rabbanon. So we have three shittes Rishen. We have a shitte that Eidam Sayyaya can patter of Yishvue, the right thing. And there is a shitte of the Ramban, that Eidam Sayyaya of Yishvue, the right thing cannot patter, but Yishvue, the Rabbanon can patter. And then there is a shitte of Rabbeinu Yehine, that Eidam Sayyaya cannot patter even Yishvue Rabbanon. And we saw that Rashi Shitte is also like that. And Rashi Shitte is that Eidam Sayyaya cannot patter even Yishvue Rabbanon. Now the Rosh says, Yesh Machshim Hevel, that's the Ramban. ויהו דומה לקמון שם שמותו לשם החייף דומה לאט מהם אלי בישווה איך לא ימי אלי בישווה ואמר חייף יפתרנו השם רעשני בידותי משבוס של חייף So he says the recursion meet So the Ramban mentions the right that Idam Sayyaya he does not pass our Bishwe because if we are going to assume that Idam Sayyaya passes our Bishwe so Rove says Shem HaShemot Roshem Eris Chayev because he says to him at memory to bishvue who lo imemem le bishvue but so he is not is so the second shemer is not nemon with the shvue but since the second shemer now suppose the first shemer would be taken in time his body that he saw that it was nemon so then he would swear but the first shemer is not taken in time his body so he can't swear so but since the second shemer says that it was nemon So b'tiras idechot, he should patter the first shemer of Yishvue. So it's a raya. It's a raya. The Idam Sayyaya does not patter Yishvue. So the Rosh says, "V'mikoshem mile, d'chiyu v'derishen b'shvul d'niyochel li'ishbaru, v'yihu en reichel ha'am l'ishvue t'asheni, v'nishchai v'yogishim momen, v'en idechot peita m'chiyuv momen." So he says, in this case, where the first shemer doesn't know whether it was nens or not. So he can't swear. If he can't swear, so he's m'chiyu yishvue d'niyochel li'ishbaru. So Mela is a chiyuv momen by him. It's a chiyuv momen by him. So Idechot can only patter from Shvuah, but in Idechot cannot pater of moment. Idechot cannot pater of moment. So we said, what's the Pshat in the Ramban? The Pshat in the Ramban is very simple. Because true that an Idechot cannot pater from moment, only from Shvuah, but here the Chiyuv moment is a result of the Chiyuv Shvuah. Chiyuv Shvuah. Now if we are going to say that Eidam Sayeya paters of the Shvuah, so Memele, there won't be any Chiyuv moment either. Because the Chiyuv moment is B'teich Sheyochel Ishba. B'teich Sheyochel Ishba is Mishalim. If there is a Chiyuv Shvuah and they can't swear, so then he has to pay. But if the Nidechot, the second Shema, testifies that it was then, so he relieves the first Shema of the Chiyuv Shvuah. So there is no Chiyuv Shvuah, there is no Chiyuv Shvuah, there is no Chiyuv moment. There is no Chiyuv moment. That's the longest of the Rambam. Now, so why does the Rosh say, because he needed the Chiyuv of the Rishen b'shvil din yochel lishbahu, v'yhu en reikel ha'amen l'shvil ha'sheni, v'nishchayev l'yo Rishen moment, v'nidechot peter l'chiyuv moment. But here the Chiyuv moment is a result of the Chiyuv. So we have to, now, in regard to the Chiyuv Shvuah, I mean that question can be raised in regard to every Shvuah, not only Shvuah Tidechot. We got the mitzvah shvuah, the shomrei. Wherever the Torah is mechayev the shvuah, a shvuah of nishba v'nishba. So what is it basically? Is it basically, so it can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that every chiyuv shvuah, now shvuah is certainly not in mitzvah tzei. Suppose he doesn't want to swear, the mitzvah doesn't want to swear, so he pays. So there is no mitzvah of swear. On the contrary, if there is a nidnut aveira in swearing, even when he swears emet, so there is a nidnut aveira. Shvuas Hashem, tia bishneyem, so the Gemara in Shvuah says, one Tana Darshan, that the aveira is on both, even when he swears emet. So what is chiyuv shvuah? That means swear, you don't want to swear, so pay. So it might be that every chiyuv shvuah, basically, essentially, is a chiyuv moment. When a mikzas is chayiv shvuah, it means he is chayiv to pay. If somebody is made of a mikzas, he is chayiv to pay. If an idechot testifies that he owes, so then he is basically chayiv to pay. But if he swears, he relieves himself of the chiyuv tashlumin. But essentially, it's a chiyuv mam. That's one way of explaining the chiyuv shvuah. But then there's another way of explaining the chiyuv shvuah. We could say that it's basically a chiyuv shvuah. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. Then he has to pay. Now, the Ramban mentions the Raya, that Idechot Adam Sayyea does not pater of the Shvuah. Because if an Idechot Adam Sayyea would pater of the Shvuah, so why do we say Shemesh Moshe L'Shemia? So Rabbi said, so it's hype, because the Bible can say to the first Shemia, I don't trust the second Shemia of the Shvuah. But let the second chamber of the Tiras Idechot pater the first chamber of the Shvuah. So the Rosh says, no, over there, since the first chamber doesn't know whether it's Nens or not, he doesn't know whether it's Nens or not, so there is a Chiyuv Yechud Mishalim, there is a Chiyuv Momin, and the second chamber of the Tiras Idechot could not pater the first chamber of the Chiyuv Momin. So what does Ramban say? Ramban says, no, but here it's not a Chiyuv Momin, it's a Chiyuv Shvuah. Now, in regard to that question, whether every chiyuv shvuah is basically a chiyuv moment, but he can pattern himself of the chiyuv moment through his shvuah, or the other way, that basically it's a chiyuv shvuah, but if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. It seems to me that there are two lishenas in tesis on that. Two lishenas in tesis. That hey, in Shnai Mor, Shechenegdi Kamin. So tesis says, Shechenegdi Kamin. Now there is a aloche that wherever a mitzvah is a choshev, is a gavlet, and he is not trusted with the shvuah, so the shechenek, the teveya, swears and he is naked. Let's say, suppose Ruvein claims from Shimon, demands from Shimon $100, and Shimon says 50 I owe you, 50 I don't owe you. So Shimon is in the mitzvah, it's chayiv shvuah, but then it turns out two Aiden come and testify, they know that Shimon is a choshev, he's a gavlet. So he's not Nemo, he's not trusted to the Shvuah. So then, Ruvein swears and he collects. the whole one. This is a kolot chachom. This is shuvah zamish. This is shuvah zamish. Now, this is a halacha shechinag lekamim. So Teisves, that say yom dalet, just towards the bottom. Vim teima, maishne duchoshet ala shuvah. Shechinag lim yivar neitayil, amal amrim amtirshin yochel yivar mishalim. Kidom agav echam sheyudan, echam shelo yadane, uvenafcha d'rabave. Yesh leima, so two tools. Hoche yamrim amishalim, mishaftis lechai. יכול אילו מביאו לי שבועי אבי כל אשר שלהי ואי לא סוב אמרה שבועי זה ראי זה יסבור לך אוי תשעבה אוי תשעל אבל הוכה הוא ברוצה לי נשבע אם נלכן הוא כך לא ישעל so that two the Muslim says now this הלוכה that where the new tvai is a choshe so the shechinek did it the way I is not going to eat it that's the concept of it that's now the question is before the Chachomim were mistaken, before the Chachomim intervened and imposed the Shvuyah upon the Teveya of the Choshev, that he should swear and collect. How was it before the Chachomim intervened? So there are two terutzim in Teisa. The first terutzim in Teisa says that Midraise before the Chachomim were mistaken, Shechinag Nishu and Miteo. So in every case where, let's say, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, is a choshut, so midra